Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Tuesdays, the lost episodes, otherwise known as Jamar's Neighborhood. And I'm your host, Jungle Juice J, a.k.a. Jamar Malachi Nay Burrs. Yeah, had to make it rhyme because our guest is a battle rapper, and I'm trying to fucking impress him and shit. But before we get to him, there's a lot going on in the news, Katrina. There's a lot going on in the news, man. Yo, people, the Ukrainians, man, they out there getting beat up. How you feel about that?
I've chosen to not watch the news at all. Mm-hmm. Because if I don't watch it, then it's not happening, right?
On God of heaven. On God of heaven. There's no war if there's no social media. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Maybe the Ukrainians just need to fucking cut off the social media. You know?
I don't know if they've even thought about that.
Because they're not all here. I'm the only one thinking like that.
They just all need to delete Twitter and then they're fine.
Yeah, man. Goddamn right, man. You know what I'm saying? Them Twitter fingers get you fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. That's why Putin attacking them. That's his name, Putin?
Yeah.
Nigga name sound like a fart. Fuck Putin. Can I just call you Vladimir American, nigga?
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Can you tweet that? I love your Twitter. That's the only reason I have Twitter is your tweets.
Man.
You tweeted the other day, you were like, Aziz Ansari looks like a newborn black baby.
He do. Aziz Ansari look like a newborn black baby. You heard me. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Newborn black babies are adorable. You know what I'm saying? You want to pet them, then put them up for adoption, you know?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I knew that was a good tweet because it had like 40 more likes than all your other tweets.
Listen, man, I'm a quantity guy.
Yeah, you are. All your tweets are like, I want to eat pussy, and it's like 2 likes, and yeah. One of them's me.
Yo. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I just got to get my voice out there. So what's going on in your life, Katrina? Shit, I ain't seen you in a minute.
Oh my God!
You got a modeling contract or some shit, right?
Well,
I'm sorry. This is our PYT of this week, Katrina, motherfucking Marie.
Thank you,
carrot cake. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. I was just say I didn't know anything that was going on in my life until you said modeling, and I was like, oh yeah, I did model with a bikini brand that I've been a fan of for like 7 years.
For real?
That was really cool.
For
yeah.
Real?
Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
What are you? Oh, that's good, girl. Damn, man. Mm-hmm. So some photographer got to see the cheeks.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I like that. I love your life right now.
Thank you.
What else is going on with you?
Just, I mean, OnlyFans and then coming here.
OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Shout out to OnlyFans, man. You know what I'm saying, man? Hey, man, if you know somebody out there who got an OnlyFans, support them, man, like I do, man. How much money have I spent on you on OnlyFans?
Like a couple $100s. Like, last time I checked, it was like almost $1,000.
Goddamn right, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we got to support our white people. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway. With that said, man, I just want to say this, man, about war, all right? Wait, what are they over there fighting over anyway?
I heard they fight over Tony?
Not really.
Yeah, man. I think they fight over territory. Well, my mama said, hey, don't none of that shit belong to nobody but God. So you can act all crazy if you want to, Putin. But God could take it away. Yeah, she said that.
I saw this t-shirt that said, whores, not wars.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, man. I like that too, shit, man. Damn, I like that you support, like, I like that you just support, Uh-oh. You know what that means. That means our guest is here. Yo, man, my guest today owns a very special place in my heart, man. For some reason, man, I've known this man since I was 9 or 10 years old. You know what I'm saying? I don't really know niggas from 9 to 10, like friends or like just motherfuckers in life since 9 or 10 years old, man. You know what I'm saying? But He's like the only one. You know, we made it out, man. And, man, he's a very fucking talented battle rapper, man. And I just want to say we hung out in the same orphanage for a while, man. And he's an extremely talented battle rapper and artist. And welcome to the neighborhood, Mr. Billy Boondocks. Let's fucking go. Yeah. What up, nigga?
Thank you.
Shit, man. So what's cracking, nigga? Life.
Fucked up.
It is.
My life ain't fucked up, but you know.
What happened?
What part?
Nigga. first of all, man, tell the people your story.
All right. My name is Billy Boondock. Am I centered? Let me make sure I'm sitting right. Am I centered? I'm Billy Boondocks, and I am what I would consider a lost boy.
Let's go.
You know, at 2 months, I was adopted by a woman named Billy Moffitt.
Okay. Okay.
This is the root of Billy Boondocks. My name comes behind my mother, the woman who adopted me. And she passed away when I was at the tender age of 8 years old.
Okay, okay.
Left to the family that I thought I was a part of. Okay. They took no time before they threw me in a fucking mental hospital when I was 9.
Really?
Yeah, nigga. Like, can you imagine 9 years old? I'm like, yo, I'm at elementary school. I got in a fight that day. I'll never forget, right? I got in a fight, right? And then she came to pick me up, my auntie, which is my mother's sister after she passed away, right? Yeah. She came and picked me up, right? And I didn't want to go home.
Yeah.
I wanted to stay in school.
Yeah.
I liked being in school. I had to beat somebody up.
Yeah, what school you went to?
It was Woodcrest.
Oh, okay.
Elementary over there. It's actually off of La Cienega. And I took that motherfucker up here to get to you.
Oh, okay.
So, at the time, now, very special story about this, right? This is when they threw me into special ed.
Oh, shit. Oh, special ed.
I was a normal motherfucker. Believe me. Intelligent. They told me I was fucking advanced, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then one day, I got to school at this new school, Woodcrest Elementary. Oh, no, I think it was Budlong. No, it was Budlong? Oh, no, this was Woodcrest. Woodcrest. Budlong was something else. That was another special ed spot I was at. Woodcrest, and I got there, right? And I'm like, I get in the classroom, it's like 5 other kids there.
Nigga, that's a special class.
Well, you gotta understand, I'm a kid, right? So me walking in there, I'm like, okay, maybe everybody didn't get here yet. There's 5 other kids. I get in there, and this was it. Nothing happened to make this transition. It just, like, I guess the school year ended at Manhattan Elementary,
yeah.
Manhattan Place, off of there, Western Century,
yeah.
Behind Jesse Owens. Okay. I used to walk through the park, though, so I can get there.
Yeah.
You know, that shit happened, and, you know, so, fuck, I'm high. Anyway.
So they put you in special, in a mental
They
school.
Put me in special. So I get in there, there's 5 other fucking kids in there, yeah. Right? And the my first fucking day, I'll never forget. I walk in. I'm like, this is different. It's less kids in here. Whatever. Now, mind you, I'm being funny, but there are problems that I didn't have that I adopted because of the environment that they put me in as a young kid.
Like what?
Okay, so when I was there, about 20 minutes into me being in this classroom, there was this curly-haired kid, and he said, fuck you, teacher. And they did.
Oh, nigga. That's special ed.
That's special ed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's hella special ed. Because I said, when he said, fuck you, I said, oh, shit. He said a bad word.
Yeah.
I'm only 9.
Yeah.
Come to find out, they did not punish him. So at 9, what am I supposed to think? Saying fuck you to the teacher is okay.
Yeah.
So I picked up on these things. I said, I'm learning how to be in this classroom. I'm going to be a great student in no time, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, from there, I went to the mental hospital. I got in a fight with, there was this kid named Devon.
Why'd you?
I know, right? Just like, we went from elementary to mental hospital.
All right, fuck it, fine. Speak your story.
Right, that's a big jump, like, in the story, right?
Speak your story.
So there was this kid named Devon.
It's always a Devon.
When you bad, it is always a Devon. When you're bad, and I was bad, mm-hmm. I had silver teeth. All silver teeth black kids are bad.
Oh, shit.
Right? You know, yep. That's a mandatory sign, like, that's a qualification right there. Silver teeth in mm-hmm. the front, four fronts, silver.
Yep.
I was bad.
And he could fight.
And I could fight.
Mm-hmm.
I could still fight, you mm-hmm. know? So I was a fighter then. And when I got to school, there was this kid. When I walked in there the first day, I looked at this nigga. I said, I'm going to have to fuck him up. Yeah, because he was giving me that look.
Okay.
He was giving me that look like he was going to have to fuck me up.
Oh.
You know the I'm bad and I fight look.
Right.
But the thing is, I knew he was bad. That was the difference. I knew he was bad. I said, that motherfucker bad. But I'm bad too, nigga. Mm-hmm. And I'll fuck you up. Mm-hmm. So the day I ended up getting suspended, and this day that I didn't want to leave class, that I magically ended up in a mental hospital, me and Devon had that fade.
So after you guys had that fight, they threw you in a mental hospital?
So look, what happened was, of course, I get in a fight. They want to call my guardian.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Right. Oh, Damien, you know, I got in the fight. You have to come pick him up. He's suspended.
Yeah.
I was tired of being suspended. I was tired of getting in trouble. I was like, no, motherfucker. I want to learn. I beat him up, but I still want to learn. And I'm good at what I do, right? So they called my auntie up there. She came up there, and this is literally what happened. I was crying because I didn't want to go home. I promise you. It's funny, but it's not funny. She put me in the car. And because I didn't want to go home, the first thing I thought at 9 years old was, tell them you're going to jump out the car.
Ooh, shit.
Now, maybe. Now, you.
Go ahead.
That's what I said. I said, I'm going to jump out the car. I didn't say I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to jump out the car. And my auntie, I had to restrain myself from using foul language right now, decided to use that as an opportunity to let the state take a hold of me.
Get rid of your ass.
Yeah, she said, oh, and I know what happened, because my auntie, unfortunately, is a very influential, she's easy to influence.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So it didn't take much. Oh, well, maybe he needs to be in a residential treatment facility.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I ended up in a place called Kedron.
Oh, I remember Kedron, nigga. Kedron? Shit. Tell the people what Kedron is.
Yo, check this out. I got my first gang war in Kedron, motherfucker. Kedron is a mental hospital for kids and adults. I don't know where it's located. It's probably in East LA somewhere. I don't know. It's somewhere in Los Angeles. It's in the city of Los Angeles.
Kedron.
And I was put there at 9. I was taken from elementary school that day for the fight, and because I said I was going to jump out, all of a sudden they took me out the car, they took me back into the principal's office, and then the ambulance came and picked me up. That should have been an alarming sign for me at that age, that there's an ambulance getting ready to take you somewhere.
Yeah.
So an ambulance came and got me, and they took me to a juvenile, like a juvenile hall or something.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no room there. This motherfucker looked like prison.
Really? But for kids?
It was bars. I went somewhere, it was bars, and then they didn't leave me there. They took me to Kedron. So we first stopped somewhere that looked like prison, and then we left, and then we went to Kedron. And when I went to Kedron, I was supposed to be there for a couple weeks, just for observation. I ended up being there 11 months because the person who put me in there didn't want to take me out.
And they needed
to find a place to place me.
Wow.
But in there is where... This was the beginning of me developing this character person that I am today.
Okay.
I was very observant and understanding because of the things that I've went through. Now, when I got in this place, I'm black.
Mm-hmm.
I know nigga problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's niggas in there playing with their shit.
Mm-hmm.
They want to spell their name on the wall with boo-boo.
Oh, God, yeah.
Then you got the cutters.
Yeah.
You got the one white boy who, I miss my grandma.
Yeah.
And he cries all night. I want Nana. And you like, yo, bro, we in here. We locked in, bro. Get over it. You know? But it made me so understanding to the world I was getting ready to enter. So it definitely prepared me in a way that I sometimes think I wouldn't trade it for anything, but I would.
Wow.
So I ended up there. From Kedron, after 11 months, they finally found a place to place me, which was 5 acres.
Hey, nigga!
So
that's where I come in. No, no, go ahead.
I was segueing to you. I was like, yeah, take over from there.
Nigga, so you was talking about like Kedrin, right? Like the mental school and shit, like the mental whatever.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait. Okay, I want to tell a story about, because you just reminded me of something. It just clicked.
Go.
When you said mental school, I don't know why that immediately jarred my memory. It was like, remember that time you fell off the swing? Yeah. So they had a swing there. They had a big fucking swing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tall one. That means you can get some ups on this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It wasn't no baby swing.
A gang of backflips off that
bitch
in the air.
I was pumping for my fucking life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Leg pumps. Swift.
Yeah.
You feel me? I'm up there.
Yeah, yeah.
But not only that, I'm black.
Yeah.
I got to do a fucking backflip when I get off this bitch, nigga. I got to do a motherfucking backflip when I get off, nigga. Because everybody watching. Everybody watching. I done pumped hard, nigga. I'm swinging all the way up to the motherfucking top, bruh. And I'm up there, my boy. And right when I get up there and I do my backflip, for some reason, my arms didn't let go of the swing. So.
It nigga almost hung itself.
I rode that motherfucking swing all the way down. It hit the fucking ground and coughed up about a surmountable amount of blood.
Damn.
Yeah, and I got up, but you had to keep it cool. But I never forget that day, because I was like, nigga, I tried to do a backflip off the swing, nigga. And look, for those who don't know, I need you to understand this, right? The sand underneath a swing is so hard. This is not soft sand. Because they've been kicking it so much that it's gotten down all the way to the grain. It hurt. It nigga is hard as fuck, bro. I hit that ground and I laid there for a second. But yeah.
You land on the earth's mantle, nigga. Fucking around with that fucking.
It was like, nigga, welcome to the parts. Mental hospital. I was like, nigga, I'm on now.
Oh, God, nigga. I wouldn't call it a mental school. Well, I don't know what it was, nigga, but.
You knew you was at a mental school. Save face, bro. What was it?
All right, nigga. I guess it was. All right, you know what it was? It was a non-public school. That's what they called it.
Typically mental.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once it's non-public, it's something wrong with you. Yeah,
nigga, they had to take that nigga out the public.
When I tell people, I'm like, I haven't been in public school since elementary. They're like, oh, yeah, yeah. I know who I'm dealing with.
Nigga, I went to, have you heard of West Side Academy?
No.
Little Citizens West Side Academy.
But it sounds privileged.
No, nigga, it wasn't. You know what the school was? It was an apartment that they converted into a school.
I know about a group home that was apartment converted into a group home. I think it was Leroy's boys' home. And it was an apartment building where they had. He was like, "Damn, nigga, all this shit connect."
You feel me?
Did that with a group home, so I'm familiar with the setup.
Nigga, and so we was basically like learning. We was basically like getting our education like in a living room, and the teacher would be teaching from the kitchen. Oh God, nigga, like all these kids, nigga. We was in uniforms.
Is that what you was getting packets? You didn't have books.
Yeah, nigga, I didn't have packets.
You get packets then, nigga.
Yeah. Nigga, all that shit, nigga. And remember circles, nigga? Remember getting circles? Get those?
What the fuck is that? Is that like standards, nigga?
Nah, nigga. So they had like all these rules and shit, nigga, on the, they had like all these rules and shit like on the wall or whatever. Uh-huh. There were 34 rules and stuff. And then so any rule that you broke or whatever, you would get, like number 4 is called no talking. You know what I'm saying? No talking without permission. So it's like if you talked, you get a 4 check. If you talked again, all right, you get a 4 minus. 3 warnings. If you talk again, you get a 4 circle. Now you get a 4 circle. So now
what the fuck is a 4 minus? I didn't know what the 4 check was. I'll four start check at 4 the... minus. What the fuck is 4 minus? 4 minus what?
So here it was. So you got a point chart for like, and you work towards a field trip at the end of the week.
Shut the fuck up. They let you go to public places?
Yeah, nigga. I mean,
you gotta earn that.
Yeah, we have to earn it though.
So it's like slavery.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. If you didn't act right, you couldn't go out.
Yeah, I guess so, nigga.
There it is.
and so basically, you needed 400 points to go on the field trip.
Where was the field trip?
You could, it was dope, nigga. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Where was it?
I ain't gonna lie, nigga. Okay. You could go whale watching.
Shut the nigga, fuck on up. Side of heaven, where nigga, they do that at?
Nigga, yeah, Little Citizens Westside Academy. You can go whale watching, nigga.
Did you go?
Like, yeah, nigga. If it depends on what the field trip was, that's how I based.
Did you see a whale, though?
Yeah, nigga, you ain't ever been whale watching?
I've been in the area where they do whale watching, like by Malibu.
Yeah, but you never been in the ship, nigga, in the motherfucking ocean, nigga, looking at the whale?
Oh, no, you went actual whale watching.
Yeah, nigga.
Not like from the telescopes they have from the pier.
No, nigga, we was in the boat, nigga.
Shut the fuck up.
On God in heaven, nigga, in like these fucking special ed kids in uniforms, nigga, in the middle of the ocean. Look at that whale, nigga.
Nigga, you had a uniform?
Yeah, nigga.
What was it?
it was the navy blue pants and a white collar shirt, nigga.
That sound like everybody uniform.
Yeah, but that's what it was.
Oh, so we didn't look special ed.
Nigga, I mean, that shit looks special to me.
I just wanted to make sure you wasn't in, like, a special ed uniform.
Oh, nah, nigga, I didn't have no helmet or
that. So it looked like you was in a private school.
Yeah. That's why I said there's a non-public school, bro.
You were privileged, though, because, like, regular school kids don't get to go whale watching on a boat.
Well, I guess it was like a behavior. It was like a school for kids with behavior problems and stuff.
Did you have that?
Yeah, I was like, okay, so if you was a fighter like that, I was hyper.
I wasn't a fighter. I was more of a defender of the defenseless. But to the teachers, it just looked like I was beating people up. But I knew they was punking people that was my friends.
Oh, right.
Nonetheless, fighter.
So you was like Captain Saberpunk.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Yeah, nigga, I was more like, I had behavior problems. Nigga, I was like really hyper. I was like outspoken. I always wanted to make people like laugh. I couldn't sit. I was a crack baby, nigga.
I am a crack baby.
Nigga, we are crack babies. Shut the fuck up.
We made it, nigga. You ain't, look, it's a lot of crack heads that didn't make it.
Yeah.
How many
yeah.
crack babies you know yeah. that made it? Yeah. Nigga, yeah. we in there.
Yeah, nigga.
That's
yeah.
crazy. I didn't know you had crack in your system too.
Yeah, nigga.
I had it.
Yeah.
You know, I had crack and alcohol when I was born.
Yeah, nigga, look how herky.
But you know
we
what
are.
They told me? You wanna know what the fuck they told me? They said, look. Crack babies learn faster. And look what we did. That's what they always told me. And I felt good about being a crack baby. Now, I've went from a crack baby to a crack adult.
Yeah.
Yes.
I call it being a crack man child.
Shut the fuck up.
That's what I call it.
Yeah.
It sounds sweeter and softer, you know?
That's crazy. I didn't know. Yeah. I never knew that yeah. we had a similar experience because you also had crack in your system when we were children.
Yeah, probably still got it.
I still shake.
Hey nigga, I ain't gonna lie.
I'm just saying.
Hey, nigga, I ain't gonna lie, my nigga. Like sometimes I be going like this, like. It is a real thing, G. It's a real thing. Nigga, every now and then I scratch my neck.
You like, why am I scratching? Oh, but man, they had me so doped up,
nigga.
They had me taking 6 pills 3 times a day. And reciting why I was taking them.
Where?
I take Depakote. This is for depression. And Ritalin for loss of attention span. They had me taking all this shit.
Oh, they was conditioning your ass.
Yes.
Damn.
But this is the thing. It never worked for me. They couldn't break me.
Yeah.
They couldn't break. I was always in trouble. Because it was like, I seen the other kids. And the thing was, it was like, they get punished. And then they change their behavior. It's like, let me tell you, because you had the circles, right?
Yeah.
We had, remember red and green?
Okay, so we was going to get to that.
Okay,
all right. So you heard.
While we hit the all rights together, though, like, we was right there like, all right. We're going to leave that for later.
It's that crack baby connection.
It is, nigga. I'm feeling high.
So, nigga, so basically, what happened to me, nigga, was my mama, you can help me.
I'm just now noticing. I'm like, yo, he didn't introduce this at all.
Oh, yeah, but it's there. You can help yourself to that. So what happened to me, nigga, was I had got out of a motherfucking, I was with my auntie, right? They always put us in our auntie,
Fucking aunties.
My mama, little sister, whatever, because my mom was out there, like, you know, doing her thing or whatever.
Right.
And shit like that. And then, so, I had ended up moving back, with my mama.
Okay.
Right? She got her shit together.
At what point was this?
I was like 8 turning 9.
Okay.
So,
was this before 5 Acres?
Yeah, before 5 Acres.
Okay, all right.
So I had just caught a burglary. Oh, my bad, my nigga.
Okay.
I had just caught a burglary charge, or they tried to get me with a burglary charge, like when I was living with my auntie. But I lived with my I ain't gonna let you smoke in here. Oh, yeah, but you can help yourself to the alcohol.
I got you. I got you. It looks great.
Yeah. But you can have that though.
He said we ain't going that far.
But these niggas so I had just escaped like a burglary charge or whatever and all that, or they was trying to get me with a burglary charge. Because I broke into the next door neighbor's house with like this older kid who was like 13 or whatever, and I like vandalized the place, but I lied and said that I wasn't up in there and all that shit and all that.
But
shit.
You were.
But I was up in there. But right then, like the day, but like the next day, I had moved with my mama or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because she had got her shit together. Hey, I'm getting my son back or whatever. So I moved with my mama.
Right.
And then so whatever the fuck happened, nigga, I was living with my mom for like 8 months, and then after one day she was at the Lake Chamar. She was like, you're gonna go away for a while. And I was like, what?
Mama, I don't like where I'm living.
Like, I just got here. And then she was like, yeah. And then she was like, you know, mommy is da, 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 da. And I was at the like, all right. She was like, do you have any questions? And then I was at the like, will they feed me?
Your nigga gotta eat.
Oh god, yeah, nigga. She was at the like, my mom's so weird. She was at the like, nigga, why in the fuck would I ever send you to a place where they wouldn't fucking feed you?
I just want to know. that's a healthy question.
Yeah, yeah. So next thing I know, nigga, the next day, nigga, I came home or whatever, and there was a white man. There was a white man.
You knew it was over. Oh, God. You knew then. As soon as you seen a white nigga, like, you ain't never been over here. You here for a reason. Yeah. My mom was just talking to me last night.
Oh, God. Nigga, it was like this white guy and this. And
said
this
Jamal?
White, and this white lady, nigga. And that nigga, that all my shit was in a black.
I kicked your ass. You got evicted, nigga. I'm sorry for laughing, but it just sounded funny when you said your shit was out there, right? I'm thinking about you as a kid. You're seeing the black bags, like, that nigga didn't pay his rent.
I said this. Nigga, the disrespect, nigga. I said, nigga, the disrespect that them niggas didn't even put my shit in a suitcase. They put my shit in a trash bag.
Man, nigga. That's what I pictured, like, motherfucker. I was like, it was in bags.
And I was like, Jamar, you're going away. And I was just like, fucked up. Why are we laughing about your misfortune? So I was like,
why are we laughing about your life?
Nigga, it was so wrong. It was so wrong.
Let me breathe.
Oh, nigga, my shit hurt, dog.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm back.
Oh, God, nigga. So
I'm back. Oh,
God, nigga. So next thing I know. Okay, so let me ask you this. When you went to Five Acres, did somebody come pick you up, or did your auntie take you there?
I was transferred from the mental hospital.
So you got, what vehicle did you get over there with? Like, was it a little bus, or was it like a car, or like who picked you up?
It was probably like a little white van.
A white van,
yeah,
nigga?
With clear window.
You took a white van all the way to Altadena from L.A.?
Yeah.
That's sad.
I felt like that was placement. That was like heaven for a thug. Nigga, I'm sitting there. Look, they took my shoelaces when I got there. It was bad. I didn't know what.
We don't want you to choke yourself.
Bro, I didn't know what was going on. I came in. The first thing they did was take my belt and my shoelaces.
Oh, that's right, nigga, because they thought that we was okay. We thought we would kill ourselves.
But we don't do that shit. Yeah. And I was like, yo, why they taking my shoelaces? And then they start checking me for bruises.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget this shit, right? So let me tell you about the time I got my first gang war. Uh-huh. For some reason.
In Five Acres?
No, nigga, at Kedron.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, in Kedron is wings. You got that side of the hallway on one side of the day room, and you got the other one. Now, mind you, I never knew there was a gang until I got to the day room that day.
Okay.
You know, it was never discussed. Maybe I was the only one that didn't know.
Yeah.
But I was the one that was appointed to jump this thing off.
Okay.
So I get to the day room. This is where we watch TV, play pool, when they bring the little pool table out they can set. Remember back in the day they used to have them tables with 6-1 basketball?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
It was, oh, shit, nigga, Tycho. Okay, yeah. We got that shit, right?
Yeah.
So we in the day room, and for whatever reason, I don't remember nothing before this day, but it was like everybody who slept on that side of the day room was on that side of the day room, and we was on our side of the day room. Now, mind you, we all about like 8-9 years old.
Hey,
we are kids. Now, this is the craziest thing, right? Yeah. Yes, oh, okay. Co-ed. Now, this is the craziest part, right? I can see the parallel to like as children in a confined space locked down like that, we were no different than niggas in prison. It was the same shit. Somehow, magically, between 8, 9, and 10 year olds, sides formed. East wing, west wing. Somehow now I know nobody told me, nobody prepared me, but I knew we about to fight them.
Yeah.
Because they over there and they lining up like it's about to be a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this kid named Keyshawn.
Oh, Lord.
And Keyshawn had hands.
Nigga, of course he had hands.
Keyshawn was a little nigga with hands.
Yeah.
He was smaller than me.
Yeah.
But I respected his gangster.
Yeah.
So me and Keyshawn met up in the middle.
Yeah.
And we knew we was by, and but the like
you versus him?
Yes.
Was you the leader of the West Wing and he was the leader of the
East Wing? I don't know who I was. Oh. I was just the nigga that was in the front.
Right.
They wouldn't. I'm not even playing like, oh yeah, I was running shit. Because mind you, before this day, there was never a discussion of tomorrow will we fight.
Yeah.
At dawn. It was none of that.
Yeah.
Somehow this just happened.
Yeah.
And being that I know I fight.
Yeah.
You know, I'm bad.
Yeah.
You know, ain't nobody check me.
Yeah.
I was the one in the front. Yeah. I don't know who the leader was on my side.
Yeah.
I didn't report.
You was just ready.
I was ready.
Yeah.
Me and Keyshawn in the middle.
Yeah.
I know he's smaller than me.
Yeah.
But I know he got hands.
Yeah.
Keyshawn got hands.
Okay.
So I said, what I'm going to do? I tried to grab him.
Yeah.
I said, grab him. Don't try to throw hands with him. Just grab the nigga because he little. Grab the nigga. Everybody rushed in. It was a rumble.
Wow, that sounds so fun.
It was a rumble. Back then, the staff members, because it's different now.
They used to fight too?
No.
Oh. Like, no, that's what it was. Like, oh, no, this is
but the staff members was like, in comparison to how I see how these type of environments are ran now,
yeah.
They was hood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, back then, like, if I had a problem with you, you know this about 5 acres.
Yeah.
Handle your business.
Right.
You get down, it is what it is. It ain't gonna stop you from getting down. They wasn't like, oh, no, don't hit him. If you felt like somebody did you some type of wrong, you was allowed to handle your business. That made us into men.
Yeah.
I became these were the men that raised me. Oh, you have a problem with him? You say he did that? Handle your business. Damn. Now, they didn't tell me go hit him.
Yeah. You guys could have talked it out or anything, but you
but
guys
he
like,
said handle your business. That meant however you want to, but we all knew what it meant, though.
Right.
And they could snatch us up back then. I dealt with a little bit of physical abuse in the placement system.
For real? Hey, nigga, remember getting restrained?
Yes.
Nigga.
This was the abuse I was just talking about.
Hey, nigga. You ever been restrained?
Yes.
Nigga, that shit ain't no motherfucking
Which
joke.
Restraint, though?
All right.
Restraint where you on the floor and they pulling your arms across your chest?
No, nigga.
Spreading your legs with their feet?
No, nigga. I'm talking about put your ass in the motherfucking corner.
Oh, the
nigga,
corner
in
restraint.
The fucking knee in the back and shit.
You remember Mia?
The fat black bitch?
She wasn't fat. She was ODS.
What's ODS?
With Arthur.
What's ODS?
Them was the niggas that came to the cottage when you was tripping.
Oh, that's right.
There was a nigga named Arthur Thomas and a woman named Mia.
Okay. But Mia was black chick. She, my mama
with
hated
the
her.
Nia Long.
Yeah.
With the Nia Long.
Yeah,
cut.
But she was ugly as fuck. She looked like she used to do drugs.
I don't know about that.
My mama
I can't
her.
Confirm that.
Okay.
I don't know if your mama ever talked to ODS. My people's never talked to ODS.
But these
people would take you from your cottage and take you to the administration building and put you in that cold room.
I don't know if you ever did that. I know what it is.
That was torture.
I know what it is. Yeah.
As kids, we was tortured. They would put us in a room. Like, say, for instance, and all I have to do is just not be listening enough. Mm-hmm. Like, the staff members that are... Okay, let's set the environment first, right? Where we used to live... They had two staff members.
Tell them how many cottages it was, by the way. Like,
it was about eight cottages in this place that we lived called 5 Acres. It was on a lot that was actually 5 acres. And we lived on a portion of that 5 acres.
I lived in Sequoia. He lived in the cottage next to me called Kodiak.
Right. And then over from there was Spruce and Willow.
And Willow had bitches.
They did. And then you had Lark, Eagle, and Falcon.
On the other side. Yep. And then they had Respite over there.
I never remembered that one. That was the only college.
I got choked out in Respite the first day I got
there.
Was that
in the building?
Yeah. When you first come in.
That's where an infirmary is over
yeah,
there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was there when I had chicken pox.
You really?
Because
the nurse's office is right there.
They brought the Nintendo 64, and them white nurses was the sweetest ladies
ever.
On God. Ever. And Look, this is all white ladies, too. Mm-hmm. I never felt no, and I would have remembered. I never felt no racial, nothing from these white ladies. They used to be sweet to all of us.
They was here for us, yep.
They was really there for us. We went to the good group home.
Yeah.
I heard about the other places that I was where they had. OG, they had money where I was at.
OG, let me tell you something, right? So.
OG.
I mean, that's just how I talk.
Don't do me like that, nigga.
I mean, champ, bro.
Yeah.
So, nigga, it's so funny, right? Because I always talk about this, like how, like, man, I thought it was going to be the worst thing ever, like going to like 5 Acres because I just grew up in like, Compton, South Central, Inglewood, like all this shit, like with the family and all this shit or whatever. And that was already like a little weird and shit. I was already getting into shit. I was stealing. I was on the verge of being one of them niggas or whatever, right? And then I went to 5 Acres and I was like, oh my God, like, what is this gonna fucking be? Because I was already in some weird ass fucking, some weird ass fucking group homes and foster homes or whatever. Right. So I got here or whatever, nigga, this shit was like heaven. Nigga, this shit was like motherfucking heaven. Nigga, they fed me every day, bro, 3 times a day, nigga, plus snack, nigga.
Like, plus snack.
Nigga,
plus
remember snack time, nigga?
Yeah, we got allowance, nigga.
Nigga, yeah, allowance.
We got allowance.
Nigga, yeah.
I didn't get allowance at home.
Nigga, what the fuck
this
is that?
This better than home. We got allowance, nigga. I was like, oh, I got money to spend every month, nigga. They take you to the store
nigga,
and shit.
Nigga, they call it an outing. Nigga.
Happy to be free. Yeah. Doing regular kid shit. We go, oh, my God, we're out here. Chipotle, look.
Oh, God.
We're at Savon. We're at Savon. We'd be happy as fuck to be at Kmart, nigga. Like, oh, my God.
What you going to spend your $8
we
on?
We was out for 20 minutes today, nigga. It was fun. Nigga, my good so I can get out next week. We had to earn regular kid shit, which was fucked up. Like, not only that, I got an F in PE because I was bad. It wasn't because I didn't want to go to PE. It's because I didn't listen to motherfuckers at the house. So these niggas told me they made PE a privilege.
Yeah.
I went to the Linden Centers. You might have got out before me.
Wait. So did you go to the school? Because they had a school on the campus or you could go to public school.
You talking about 5 Acres?
Yeah.
No, I lived there.
Oh, I know. I lived there too. But like some kids, if they were like good enough, they could, they were well behaved enough, they could go to public school.
I think they call that transition.
Yeah.
And I never, they was never going to
transition.
Yeah,
nigga, no, I stayed at the fucking, I stayed at 5 Acres.
Because I didn't, at that age, and even now, it's not even at that age, who I am as a person, even then as a child, you can't make me do nothing I don't want to do.
Right.
And that's why I say, no matter how much they drugged me, because that's what they did, they drugged us.
Yep. Well,
and you want to know the coldest part? Fast forward to the future. I went when I was trying to get into college and stuff like that, and I was asking for
what school you went to?
Santa Monica. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I was asking for financial aid.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, I've been adopted. You know, I've been through that.
Did you get the Chafee?
Huh?
You get the Chafee grant?
I don't know. I didn't get anything.
Okay, go ahead.
They were like, oh, well, you don't qualify for that money because you were voluntarily placed in the system. You weren't court mandated. I said, what? So you telling me all the dope they done put me on was just because the people who were in charge of me didn't want to take care of me?
Damn.
Ritalin, Depakote, Lithium, Respidol, Zyprexa, Prozac.
Lithium? They put a battery in this nigga.
They had I was on six pills a day. Let's be real about this, right? Because there's very few times I get an opportunity to speak on something like this, right?
Speak your truth.
I don't know if they put you on meds or if your parents allowed them to put you on meds.
Super quick.
But
Go ahead.
How the fuck you think that if a kid is taking meds, 6 pills, 3 times a day for 6 years, even if it wasn't 6 all the time, you medicated me from the time I was 9 to the time I was 16. You're telling me that didn't have a lasting effect on me through my life? That's like saying a nigga was smoking crack from the time he was 20 to the time he was 28, but he still is exactly the same he was before he started smoking crack. That's not realistic.
Right.
So there's things that that medicine has done to me.
Like what?
It has have. I couldn't tell you, but I know I'm not normal. Okay. I don't operate like regular mentally? Human. No, not at all. Because, like, I'll give you an example. I can't work at the Gap. You know, some people, they can't work at the Gap because they don't prefer to work at the Gap. I cannot do that.
Why?
It's too my mind, it'll shut off. I will work. And, like, maybe, I promise you, the first 3 weeks, I'm going to be the number one employee.
Oh, God.
I'm that nigga. Oh, he does everything. Oh, God. The minute I see that shit didn't get me nowhere, my mind is off. I don't want to come here anymore. They're not paying me enough to be running around here looking like employee of the month. So, and then I'll check out. And it's like when I'm there, I have no drive to complete the task that they're giving me.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So, but I want to work like everybody else. I want to be employed and see, oh, he just went and got a job yesterday. He's been on that job for 3 years. He's moved up in the company. I want to do that shit too. But for some reason, my mind, it got me fucked up to where I can't sit there. My attention span won't allow
me. But is that a result of medication? Or because
I don't know.
Because let me ask you, because let me tell you this, bro. So you talk about like the medication and all that shit. So 5 acres, right? I was hyper, you know, we was all
right.
Whatever, nigga. They called my mama and they was like, yeah, Jamar's hyperactive and can we put him? And my mama was up like, hell no, you can't put my baby on no motherfucking medication. Ain't nothing wrong with him.
Right.
And they never put me on medication and shit. And and what you just described, like, oh, I can't work at the Gap. I'm over here like, I can't do that.
You can't, or you don't want to, or you chose not to. If your life depended on it, could you get it done?
But also this, I don't know if that's...
I couldn't. I'd fail.
You never had a real job ever in your life? What's the longest time you've ever had a real job?
The job I got now.
What?
I've been working there 2 years.
What is it?
I'm an arm guard for a marijuana dispensary.
You got a gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's why, nigga, because you get there's a chance of you getting to set it off, nigga, if you really want to.
Nah, not really, because I'll be honest with you, as much as it seems like that, the niggas that act like that are the ones that get shot and killed on the job. Let me just tell some people about the industry, right? And it's just being real. Me working in this industry, I am the first encounter the customer has when they come to the shop.
Right.
I sign them in.
Right.
What I do determines how their whole experience may go once they get on the other side of them doors. Mm-hmm. If you want to be a dickhead ass nigga and, oh, I got a gun and I'm going to talk to people some type of way, you might just come. It's just you. You're not that type of nigga. You don't flop. You ain't about to rob nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You just come in there. But you know your homies do that shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And now this nigga keep giving you a hard time. And you like, you know what? Hey, nigga, y'all should rob this shop that I go to because I know... Any shop I ever worked at where the people in the community know me, I don't have any problems with anybody.
Mm.
I try to increase the peace. I try to be personal with these people because I see them every day, you know, versus, oh, I get a chance to bust a cap. And then not only that, nigga, in order for you to shoot, there's so many steps legally you have to take. It's not just pull your gun out and pop a nigga and run in. Like, yeah, if he got a gun, it's fair play.
Right.
But if it ain't no gun, you got it so much shit, you feel me?
Right.
It's not what you would think. But for some reason, I work 14 to 16 hours. I can do this.
Right.
I can't sit at the Gap for 8 hours, 6 hours on a 4-hour shift.
Right.
Because of all the shit, it's just too much. Like, you want me to fold these jeans a certain way, then you want me to go over here
it's
and do this.
It's too tedious.
And then every day, the job changed. Something else, it's like, oh, there's something else you need to do, you know? So... I feel like maybe, I could be wrong, you could be right, that maybe it's not the medicine, but I feel like, well, damn, why I can't function like everybody else? I couldn't keep them jobs to save my life.
Yeah, Tony, could you work at the Gap?
I don't see myself working at the Gap.
if your life depended on it. Like, nigga, if I had to make ends meet, you feel me? I'm gonna, my work ethic is gonna deteriorate because my mind has checked out.
Right.
So even
right.
if I show purposeless. Up, even if I show, it's not even a purposeless thing. It's just like I'm sitting there and it's like, I don't want to be here. Right. And everybody else, they don't want to be here, right? But they there, and because they got to get their check to pay their rent.
Right.
For some reason, I can't. It won't allow me to continue my same work ethic of being that great employee if my mind don't want to be there. Now, my job I'm at now, I have no problem fucking sitting 16 hours checking people in, doing what I'm doing. Okay. Now, on the job, do I drink, smoke? Yeah, I do whatever I want, and I'm relaxed. So, yeah, it's really
you still
like,
rap? You still battle rap? You still do any of that?
I do.
Oh, okay. You got anything coming up?
I had a battle this weekend, but my boss didn't
what
give
time
me
we
the
at? 46. Oh, 46? Oh, cool. We got time. Yeah.
I figured you wanted to segue there somehow, but I knew we had a lot to cover.
No. I mean, I'm down talking whatever, but right. I just need to see where we was at.
Battle rap wise, I have a battle this weekend. It was supposed to be tomorrow, I believe, in Philadelphia, but my boss didn't give me the weekend off. So
you gotta do it Zoom over Zoom.
Nah. They just moved me to another event that's next month in Philly. I think it's the 26th.
Yeah.
And then I'm on URL. They have the Crucible is what they call it coming up in March 19th, 20th in Atlanta.
Okay.
All the content that comes out from there will probably be on the URL application.
Okay.
So, yeah, okay. On a battle tip, you know.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother thing. That's a whole nother monster.
Nigga, what happened with you in Disaster? I have to ask, nigga.
That's funny. You know what's even more funny?
I saw the video.
Watch this, right? I just want to say this. I've never really had this type of... I've had interviews before, right? Yeah. And it's not really an interview. It's just your podcast, right? I never even thought you would ask me about that. And it's not a bad thing. Because I love to talk about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, right? But it was like, how did I not know he would ask me about that? It was like, yo, so what's up with you in Disaster? So look, this is the thing about me in Disaster, right? All right. I'm cocky, right? I rap well. I've been rapping for a long time, right? And I learned poetry in 5 Acres.
Right.
So I would never trade that for anything. Because if you take that away from me, I don't know if I'd be a battle rapper. I don't know if I'd be the guy that I am today, right? So there was a man, and I want to talk about him. His name was D. Black. He was from the World Stage Theater in Leimert Park. And he brought poetry to 5 Acres. And that was the spark that lit the flame for me to one day say, I want to be a rapper and, you know, whatever else. So what was we talking about? Because I'm faded.
I think you was going to go say something about Disaster.
Oh, the Disaster thing.
Yeah, but you said that he brought – hey, but you said that this man brought poetry to 5 Acres. How long was you at 5 Acres for?
3 years.
Three?
I was at 5 Acres for 3 years.
What year did you get there? Do you remember?
I was 9. So let's see if it had to be 95.
Yeah. I got there from 95 to 97.
Yeah. So, and then when I went from there, I went from 5 Acres to Vista Del Mar.
Okay.
And that's on Pico and Motor.
That's a group home?
It's not a group home. It was like another 5 Acres. But
all right. How was that one?
Shit, plush.
It was dope?
Plush as fuck. It was hella plush. Nigga, you got Christmas gift. I got a Game Boy, a Pikachu Game Boy for Christmas.
Nigga.
Pikachu Game Boy for Christmas. I might not have got that if I was in my real house.
Oh, God.
You feel
me? Oh, God.
These Jewish people had money.
Oh, God in heaven.
You know, but it's funny because that was the first place I ever made a beat was at that school.
Hey, can
and
I tell
the
this?
First place I ever rapped and performed was at Vista Del Mar.
Can I tell you this crazy story since you're talking about that dude who brought poetry to 5 Acres?
I'm all ears.
On God in heaven.
Radio Disney.
You're going to think I'm lying. You're going to think I'm lying. Nigga, so I was about to get out of 5 Acres, right? Mm-hmm. And And I was like, damn, Jamar. I said, what you gonna, you know, like, I'm kidding, but I'm a aware kid. I was a aware kid like you. Mm. So I was over here like, man, what you gonna do when you get out? Like, what you gonna? Mm. And I was like, man, I said, man, I think I want to be like a comedian or some shit, you know, because I was like goofy as fuck, right. You know. And I was like, man, I think I want to be like a comedian or some shit, right? And I had prayed to God because this was when they brought back up that burglary charge and shit again from like 2 years ago,
right?
And they were like, oh yeah, well, some people want to talk to you about, you know, what happened and this and this and that. And I told my counselor, her name was Sylvia, and I was like, Sylvia, please don't let them take me to jail. I swear to God, like I was like, and she was like, no, baby, I'm not gonna let you take me, you know, this. And I was like, okay. And then so I
got you, bitch.
And I swear to God, nigga, I swear to God. Like the day, maybe a couple days from my 11th birthday, bro, I was up there, like, I prayed to God. I was up like, God, I was like, can you just make me like a comedian or something, or like something like, you know, something like that or whatever. I put this on Jesus Christ. Yeah. I prayed for that shit, right? On God in heaven. The next day, nigga, this new staff lady, she was Asian. Her name was Ellen. Mm-hmm. Nigga, she came in, and then she was, it was her first day. She came in, whatever. She was looking at all the
Where
kids.
Where was this at?
5 Acres.
Oh, okay.
In Sequoia. And I remember what I had. I remember. So she came in or whatever. All the motherfucking kids was like sleep, right? All the kids were motherfucking sleep. This lady named Ellen worked overnight. This Asian lady, right? She came into my room on Jesus Christ, and she was like, Jamar, are you still up? And I was like, yeah. And then she was like, oh. And the bitch started tickling me, right?
What? This is kinky.
On Jesus Christ, right?
It's late night, everybody sleep.
She started tickling me, right? And I started laughing my motherfucking ass off.
Shut the fuck up.
On Jesus Christ, I started laughing my motherfucking ass off, right? Now, I'm being tickled and shit. I was like, stop. It's almost like this bitch trying to tickle me to death, bro.
Right.
Nigga.
Nobody, but you know the thing about being tickled? Yeah. Nobody really likes that shit.
No.
The tickling is like the worst pleasant thing in the world.
Because you laugh.
Like, it makes me laugh, but it hurts.
It hurt. They used to use that shit as torture back in the motherfucking, back in the days.
No.
On God of heaven.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, this bitch tickled me, right? I don't know what it is, nigga, but the next day, nigga, she didn't work there no more, bro. I didn't even see that lady again, bro. And ever since that day, nigga,
you
I just kind of
You were molested.
Found... No, nigga, I wasn't molested, nigga, because I remember...
You might not have known. You were young. You thought it was tickling.
No,
but
nigga,
she grabbed your dick.
Dick, nigga. She didn't tickle
Oh, okay,
my dick.
I didn't know. It was potential.
I'd have beat that pussy
It was
out.
Potential.
Was
maybe you don't remember it as that.
No, nigga, I got a great memory. I'm like, she ain't do that shit. She was up under the arms.
Okay.
Up under the arms.
It's a very safe area.
On God. But ever since that day, nigga, I just kind of found everything kind of funny.
All right, I'm going to be honest. This is probably the most embarrassing story, but there was a black woman. I don't remember her name, but she was a staff member. She was the overnight staff member, right?
Was her name Donna, and did she have a big-ass booty?
Nah, not at all.
I remember
right?
Donna.
But, you know, the 5 Acres, like, okay, I'm going to tell you. First, I'm going to tell you, like, my first day mm-hmm. in 5 Acres, like, how I went, and then I'll tell you what happened when I decided to talk to this lady, right?
Mm-hmm. So you ever run campus?
Huh?
You ever run campus?
What's that mean?
Nigga, like when you
like AWOL?
Yeah, AWOL.
AWOL is when you leave.
And then you get on the catwalk.
Never did that.
You ever get on the catwalk?
Nigga? Never got on the catwalk. Maybe one time I got on the No, not no. I'm going to be honest. I wasn't cool enough to get on the catwalk. That was cool kids. I used to be like, shit, I ain't getting up there.
Niggas man. Would not come down. Nigga, everybody be like.
No, remember them niggas used to get on the administration building? They used to get on the second story on the roof of the whole fucking place mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. sit up there and
not coming down.
Yeah, not coming. And somebody died like that over there. Yeah, they
you
did.
Know Bob Catch died.
Shut the fuck up! Yep. I didn't even remember that nigga name.
Bob
you just
Catch
said
died,
it right
bro.
Now.
Yep. I went up there like 2 years ago because I wanted to show somebody or whatever.
I be
like,
going up there. They don't be wanting to let me in.
Hell no, nigga.
I tried to talk to Greg Washington. I don't know if you know Greg Washington,
the black dude, the black
yeah.
He
was kind of bald. He was
had
the
a
teacher.
At point in time.
Yeah. That nigga was the teacher at the little junior high or whatever
yeah.
it was.
Yeah.
And every time I tell him I'm coming, he'll know I'm coming. I'll get there.
He still worked there?
Yes, that nigga still worked
wow,
there.
Wow, he old as fuck now, huh?
But let me tell you, right? So the first day I get there. Now this is how I know. This is where I seen the parallel between this place and motherfucking prison, right? I was like, the first day I get there, first off, I'm in a house with 10 other, with 9 other boys. I'm the 10th boy. I'm the new boy. I already know what I'm expecting. I just left the mental hospital for 11 months. Mm-hmm. Had to put hands on somebody there. Mm-hmm. I just got out of the gang war. You feel me? I'm ready. I get in there. I know the ropes. I said, somebody going to try me. There was this guy that tried me. His name was Claude Walton. Good friend of mine. We became best friends after he tried me. But okay. He was the one to come and try me. And when he tried me, I had a famous move where I put niggas in a headlock. And I kid you not, this is how hood the staff members were. Mm-hmm. I put them in the headlock. The motherfucking staff member, my nigga Colin, he come, pick both of us up, take us to the quiet room.
You know, the quiet room.
The quiet, that's a story in itself.
Nigga, A-A-D, A-A, like, look.
You see how it's facing up? Nigga, the quiet room. Like, how did we forget the quiet room? Like, this was the place for bad children.
All right, you going to finish that story.
All right, I got
about you. The quiet room, and I still want to hear about the disaster story, and then we out of here.
All right, fuck it. we gonna get. I didn't know we was on time. Okay. The disaster story. So look,
Wait, no. Tell them about the quiet room, please.
You want me to tell them about the quiet room?
Yeah.
So look, the staff members, they put me in the quiet room, right?
What's the quiet room?
They put me in the quiet. The quiet room is a place where they put children who are being unruly.
What's in the quiet room?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's a square. It's like you be in this box, you be in a box, and there's a door with no handle on the side for you to pull.
Yep.
So when they put you in there, the staff members, because it was illegal to just lock a door and leave you in there. Mm-hmm. The staff members had to physically sit there and pull the door closed to keep you in there. And you would be in there and you'd scream and holler, fuck you, stupid bitch, suck my motherfucking dick. And you pull your dick out and they'd look through the window and tell you to calm down. I'm not calming down. Suck my fucking dick, you stupid bitch. You're not my fucking mother. Restrain me. Restrain me. You think I'm scared of being restrained? I'll suck your stupid ass. This is everything that you motherfucking saying. Why you in the motherfucking quiet room? So the staff member picked me and my nigga Claude up. And took us both to the quiet room, dropped us off, and he called every other staff member from Falcon. He said, nigga, we got a new one.
Yeah.
And when they came back, he opened the door. I had him in the headlight, right? I had my nigga in the headlight like this, right? And the door behind me, so they opened the door, and I see it's a bunch of men standing there. It's like other staff.
Yeah.
I was like, nigga, don't you ever motherfucking your life. You know what I'm saying? I gave him that motherfucking speech. Yeah. And the next morning, I went down for breakfast. I was there early,
uh-huh.
You know, and that, you know how the hallways was,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I looked up the hallway. A kid came out, and he put his blanket up like Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw several pairs of feet running into my room. They turned my closet over, broke every CD I had, stole my Pogs and Slammers, nigga. They, nigga, they was like, you fuck with one of ours? This is why it was prison. This is what these kids did to me. I beat they hung me up. And then these niggas raided my room the next morning when I was at breakfast and broke and stole everything. Nigga, they carved insignias into my Brandy I Wanna Be Down CD. That was the first CD I ever had in my fucking life. And R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly. I was a kid. I didn't know what cool see. I said, shit, I've heard of this before. R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly. This is what I was bought. And I had a Tasmanian Devil CD player. They fucked everything up. Pog Slammer's gone. Nigga, no investigation, nothing. And it was like, well, I was like, well, you know. And then me and that nigga became like best friends after that. So that's what the quiet room is. Now you want to know about the diss situation.
All right. Super quick. Said that we out. He was tripping. He had to check him.
It's more, it's deeper than that, bro. It's not what it looks like on the camera. It was the stuff that led up to it. I'll just tell you what happened at the fight, right? So I went up to the rooftop looking for a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Diz and his friends were up there. They started to antagonize me. And I wasn't bowing down. And that's what you see.
Mm.
They were trying to little man me. Mm-hmm. But they were attacking me on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, what the fuck? Why are you mentioning me on Twitter if I'm not relevant?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you talking about me? I'm not talking about y'all on Twitter. Why are you talking about me? And then it turned into, oh, you a bitch. And then, you know, what she said, I'm like, I'm no bitch. You know, then that's when it became vulgar. But the thing is this, there was also footage before what you see.
it's a media. Battle rap has a media.
Yeah.
So you can understand. There was a whole conversation before where the video starts where you see me interacting with them. Right. I came up there on some humble shit.
Yeah.
They was trying to humiliate me in front of people.
Right.
I wasn't having it. I'm like, I'm going to stand my ground. I'm by myself, but I'm going to stand my ground. I ain't no bitch, nigga.
Yeah.
I know people out here. It's right. like that. You feel me? And then Diz did what he did. When I look back at the footage, I felt like somebody had to do something.
Right.
The way I was talking, I was like, and I was lit. I was off some pills and drinking, you know. So I felt like I was being obnoxious and you know, if nobody did do nothing, you know, but I felt like he chose to grab me rather than rap, which he could have did, and that's how it ended. Me and Diz are cool now, you know what I'm saying? That's many, many years behind us, you feel me? But, you know.
Well, that's tight.
That's that.
Well, look, man, you got any shameless plugs? Like, anything you just want to, like, anything you got coming up, man? Anything you want to plug? Anything you got going on?
You
got
to explain. You see that? I think I got lost quick. I said, shit, what is he talking about? Shameless plug. I said, you know I'm old, nigga.
Shout out
URL March 19th, 20th in Atlanta, the Crucible. Shout out to Verbal War Zone. Sorry I couldn't make it this weekend. You already know I couldn't get it off. Shout out Project Blow, Crenshaw and Adams, and the whole battle rap community and everybody there. And hold on, man. I didn't. If I would have known I was on a time constraint, I never got to say anything about you. Or how I encountered you or anything.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, but, I'm out here.
But I remember seeing you at the Celebrity Center.
The Scientology Center.
And it was before, this was the first time I saw you after placement.
Yeah.
And I rapped then, and I was up there with some other people that were performing. I never performed up there, but I was up there with friends that were performing up there. And I remember seeing you with the Kermit the Frog shirt and the Kermit the Frog hat.
And the pants and shit, yeah.
It matched.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, he wants to be a comedian. And you were funny.
Yeah.
You know? And to see you continue this all the way to this point, we could clip a lot of my shit out and we put this part in.
This
really means a lot to me because it does from where you come from. For me to see you there and then me to see you, I don't know when I saw you after that. Maybe I was up here and I saw you because I was with somebody, a mutual friend, MODOK.
I would randomly see you in this. I think I saw you at the Lakewood Mall once.
That definitely happened. I used to sell my CDs up there.
Right. And I think I saw you like driving by in a car, like maybe somebody, like, but the Scientology Center rings a bell. We was both in a talent show.
Yeah.
Nigga.
But then to see you in movies.
Yeah. Yep.
And Keanu, which was a good, I like that film.
Thanks, man.
I was like, yo, like, what the fuck? Like, he made it.
Kind of.
and you know, I'll talk to you about this off, but I also...
coming from where we come from, I guess so.
Yeah. I want to be... I've done rap, right?
Yeah.
But in comedy, I want to be a protege of yours.
Yeah, nigga, he's so fucking funny, my nigga. Like,
I think if you taught me, I feel like I'd be very successful in it, and I think that's the next part of my journey.
Yeah.
You know? What? So, I just want to say that on camera, get that. I want to be a protege of yours. You know what I'm saying? Teach me the ropes. And I think I could be successful in comedy like you.
Funny as fuck, my nigga. Man, thank you so much for doing this shit, man, with me, man. I've been trying to get you on for a while, man.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah, man. Thank you, man. This has been another episode of Jamar's motherfucking neighborhood. It's Billy Boondocks. Thank you, Katrina motherfucking Marie. Tony G, the Comedy Store. Nigga, wait. Hold up. Contenders. Ricky, shout out to Martin, Takis, Doritos, all this. Man, that's my sister painting. All right, bye.